The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Welcome to Pepper and Dylan in 10 minutes or less. That's the whole plan. Prior to hitting record, we had to deal with Pepper, who is mad at me. So if this is a little awkward, he's upset.
He's disappointed. I'm frustrated.
That's mad. That's one and the same.
Frustrated is not mad.
If you're frustrated at me, you're mad at me, they're the same.
No. Frustrated is like, oh, you drive me crazy. Mad is like, yep, I'm mad at you.
No, they could be one and the same.
Rob, is frustrated and mad the same thing?
You can be frustrated and not mad, but you can be frustrated and mad.
Yeah, they're one and the same.
No, because you can be frustrated and not mad.
Okay.
Like, oh, like you're frustrated that your baby keeps pooping off his back.
Yeah, you're not mad at the baby. You're just kind of so frustrated.
But you're mad at the poop.
You're not mad at the poop.
You're frustrated.
Just because poop's a thing. Like, you can't do anything about poop. You can't get mad at poop.
I don't know. I think you can.
I would never get mad at poop.
But you're mad at me because I'm not...
you don't want to talk about geometry.
Because you do things that drive me nuts sometimes.
Like what?
This would be one of them. When you're drawing cubes and...
Not just cubes, Dylan.
Right.
That wasn't what we were talking about.
No, and then
how little he's engaged?
He then went to talk about a prism versus a triangle versus...
No, a prism versus a pyramid.
Why would I care about this? Okay. Why would you think that this would be interesting to me?
You don't think it's interesting in any way?
No, zero. But go on. Tell everyone because you think it's interesting.
It's fine. I just don't know why you don't want to... Like, because Robbie, you're all in on geometry, Chad.
Yeah, it's neat. It's good to expand your mind. This is something that grade twos probably know.
That's okay? It.
And we forgot. We should know the answer to this.
What kind of reaction do you want from me?
I don't know. Not hopelessly... what's the word? Hopelessly just perturbed.
It's just
frustrated. You're frustrated. Are you mad at me?
Both.
No, you can only be frustrated with me. You can't be mad at me. Yeah, I'm frustrating. I get it. I know I'm frustrating.
No,
part about being frustrating is that you can be self-aware. I'm self-aware that I can be a little frustrated.
Who do you frustrate the most in your life?
Oh, good question.
Yeah. Like your ex, your current, your daughter, your son,
everyone equally, but for different reasons.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I want to know.
So, like, my ex gets super frustrated with me because I don't, she'll send me text messages. But see, this is her fault.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Because, so she'll
blame others.
She'll send me a text message and I won't respond.
Okay.
And it can be about anything. But, like, I've got things on the go. Like,
what do you have on the go?
She honestly, my ex, honestly, and I love her to pieces. She's the greatest. Yeah, sometimes. But, like, she honestly believes that the entire world is sitting there holding their phone waiting for her to message.
But
she honestly believes that, like, and then so when I get a message from her, then I'm like, hey, quick, it's coming, quick, respond. But she doesn't understand that anybody, like, I think she kind of,
in her defense,
she's kind of Truman Show in that she thinks all of the cast in her life is there for her.
A lot of people think that.
So when I say to her, I'm just like, I'm sorry I was doing stuff. She's like, oh, what, you could at least let me know that you were doing something. I was like, by virtue of me not messaging, am I not doing something?
True, however.
I'll tell you what I'm not doing, messaging you back.
If you've ever hung out with Pepper before, his phone is in his hand and he's looking down the entire time you're hanging out.
No, I don't think that's true, especially on the weekends.
Oh,
I'm not doing.
I don't see you on the weekends.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Sure would like to hang out every once in a while.
No, you wouldn't.
I thought about coming over actually yesterday to check out this new chair.
You should have.
Yeah, I was driving right by.
Yeah. Well, you should have stopped in by.
Yeah.
Said hello.
Then I had to switch the laundry over.
I understood. You can't let that sit there. So, okay.
No, you can't. You can't. How long? Let me ask you this, because I think, got to be careful here.
Okay.
This is another thing that frustrates me about others.
Who, your fiance?
You put your wash in the washing machine.
Your fiance.
No, just anybody.
In the house.
Yeah. Her kids, my kids. You put your wash in the washing machine. How long will you let it sit in there before you're like, I got to wash this all over again?
Yeah. Let me tell you, 3 days is too long.
Why did you let it sit for three days? Recently, is too long?
Because I wanted to just get a head start on the weekend. So on a Thursday, I put a load on.
Yeah.
Forgot about it. And then, you know what? Sunday, I'll catch up on laundry. It was sitting there.
Yeah,
in the washing machine, and it was still a little damp.
Yeah.
And I put it in the dryer, and it stunk.
Yeah.
So I had to bring it all back out of the dryer, wash it again.
2 hours. Is that too quick?
I think that's more reasonable than days.
That's why I didn't stop at your house.
Right.
Because I put a load of wash in. I went to football practice.
Yeah.
And I came home. I was like, I got to get back or else I got to rewash this whole thing.
No, I think you could get away with probably eight to 10 hours. Easy.
But not overnight, right? Not overnight.
Yeah, overnight.
When did you
start
it?
You let your wash sit there in its wrinkly spin cycle form.
Yeah.
Wet.
What time did you start it though? Like if you start it at 9 o'clock at night, then that's totally fine.
Yeah, like I'll start it and then I'll be okay. I'll flip flop.
We don't know what happens to it in the middle of the night.
It just sits there, I think.
So you're okay waking up then? You start a wash and then the next morning you're fine.
I have this built-in thing on my washer, and it's not a fancy washer. I've had it for like 12 or 13 years now.
Yeah,
but I have this built-in thing that like it's like lazy protection.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it'll
just start up again.
Well, no, it does though. Like so, if it's sitting there for longer than, and I don't know what the actual time is, but let's just say it's 30 minutes.
Yeah,
it will do a little cycle. It will just start swapping it all around, so it's not sitting there stagnant,
fluffing it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a good feature.
Yeah, it's neat. It's just the lazy feature is all I've ever known it to be.
I should have gone with that feature instead of the glass door.
Who told you not? This is why I get frustrated with you.
It's a top load washing machine because I had a front load and I was done with that stink. Done with the, well, here's how you fix your washing machine from smelling. Leave the door open all the time. Get out of here.
Leave the top open all the time now.
You know, I do.
Yeah.
So you're right. But it's not in the way. It's up. But so I got, one of the options was for my washing machine to get the glass window so that you could like watch your laundry being done. And I thought, now this sounds like something.
No.
And then I remember I loaded it. I was like, all right, kids, we're putting a load in. And everybody came, and my son had like his eyes on his phone, and my daughter was just like looking at her phone. And I was like, look, guys, let's press start. And they're like, yeah, great. And they walked out.
Right.
And then I was looking, and I realized, you know, they might be right. This is boring as hell.
Yeah.
I got about 3 minutes in, and I was like, I can't never be here for 40 again, minutes right? And watch this damn thing. It's really not that exciting.
No, I tried to tell
so
you.
So why is the glass door there?
Why did they make it one with a glass door?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For idiots like me who think that maybe it'd be real entertaining.
Ooh, this is neat. Okay, so that's your ex-wife frustration.
The phone.
Okay.
That's
common, though.
She's frustrated with me.
That's society.
Because I don't respond to her when she thinks I should respond to her.
Who else is that frustrated?
That's society
with
as a whole, though.
My daughter, I agree, right? Like, if I send somebody a message now, I you know the people you're messaging with. Right? Like, I know the people who message immediately. And I know the people who I may not hear from them. And then I know, right? Like, Dylan, I know that I'll probably get one, unless it's during your nap time. I know when I'm going to get a message from you. Robbie, I know, is hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you've got, like, how many notifications do you have right now on your message app?
It's at an all-time low, actually, right now.
And
367.
So he's got 367 unread text messages.
Oh,
so
God.
I know that if I send Robbie a message,
yeah,
there's a high likelihood I won't get a response in a timely fashion because I'll just blend in with the rest of them.
Which is fair.
Right?
Yeah, it's too much going on with the phone.
So I know. So Kristen should know that I get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk probably every day.
Right.
And so it's like anything that you had, like I'll address it during the talk.
Sure.
Like go ahead and send me messages. To me, that's a to-do list during our next conversation.
Right. I'm like that,
right?
Too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But she thinks I got to just, like, she expects before she, immediately after sending a message to me, that she should see the dots.
Does she have nothing going on?
I don't know. And most of the time it's important stuff, like about the kids or schedule or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it.
Right.
That drives her crazy.
Okay.
About me. My daughter, what drives her crazy about me is that I don't, when I say a certain time, it's a ballpark estimate.
Oh, that drives everyone crazy about you.
You know, like Robbie, I drove you crazy when you were living with me, especially with my daughter, dinner time.
I'm telling
dinner
you.
Dinner time has to be at a specific time. And I'm like, yeah, roughly around there. And then she'll come over and I'll be like, yeah, I guess I should start dinner. And she's like, Dad, you said dinner was at 6.
Right.
It's 5:45.
Uh-oh, Robbie.
I was like, dinner's in the 6 range.
No, it's
now,
not
I'll tell
fair
you,
to people.
I used to not be like that.
No.
I used to not be like that at all. But in my new life, I'm like, I like it.
Right.
I just kind of...
What's selfish?
Float around. I don't know if it's selfish. It's just like, yeah, here's what we're doing. Come on in. Let's hang. We'll get around to it.
So
that drives her crazy.
No, it's selfish.
Okay.
How is it selfish?
Because you are dictating everything in the meal.
Like what time we should be eating
at?
Yeah,
and it's like some people like me, I want, like I plan my meals. I plan them for certain times.
Right. But not to the minute, right?
I have the opportunity not to sit there and wait for you to cook something where I could just go and eat it in 5 minutes and be done with it and
so
go
when
on.
I say, we're going to eat around 6 o'clock, you want it to be within 15 minutes?
And I used to not mind because I'd be like, okay, whatever, I'll wait. But you don't have conversations. You don't say anything. You just sit there, focus on the meal as I sit there waiting.
Yeah.
Can I help you? Nope. Like, is there anything I can do to make this go quicker?
He's sitting watching a hockey game, and I was making dinner, and he's like, how can I help him? I'm like, no, just sit, enjoy yourself. I'll make dinner here.
I'd enjoy myself more if I was eating.
Because he could be more in charge.
No offense.
So your daughter gets mad at this. What does she say?
She also thinks that dinner times, because like our times have changed, because like my fiance, her son plays hockey, and sometimes his practices, you know, if he's got like an evening practice, they're not home till like 7, and my daughter's not used to dinner being so late at 7 o'clock.
No, you grew up with the 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock was our dinner time back in the day, and now it's kind of morphed to 7 o'clock when everybody gets home. So that's the thing. I agree. Now, I've gotten used to it, but I agree that 7 o'clock is pretty late for dinner. But it's when I would rather have all of us around the table at 7 o'clock than them having, you know, me making them a plate to eat when they get home to heat up. I would rather have all of us around the table. Mm-hmm. So I would rather have dinner. So that's her. So,
but then why don't you just tell your daughter 7?
I do, but what frustrates her is she thinks that's too late. Maybe she should loosen up a little bit.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Maybe that's what I'm frustrated about with her.
Jeez. Okay. Yeah, but
7 days a week? You want to?
Oh no, it's different all the time. In fact, we didn't eat till like I don't know, after she went to yoga last night.
But you can appreciate
she
that.
She had to make her own dinner because I just didn't feel like making anything.
But you can appreciate the fact that it's out of everyone else's control except for yours.
Well,
you're in control. You're dictating it. It's like you're trapping us.
You're a dictator, hey?
Dinner has been a struggle for me ever since like my fiance moved in because like I honestly, I know you guys laugh. I never know who's going to be home and when. I never know who's going to be there.
Why don't
so I don't
you
know, like, should I cook about well, we do, but I don't know who's coming.
Now you're just making excuses.
I could probably listen better. And now we're on to what my fiance gets most frustrated about.
Okay,
with me,
all right.
Is like, she basically has the same schedule, right? She's a school teacher. Her kids have, you know, her daughter's in gymnastics, her son's in hockey, and she's a yoga teacher.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same schedule every week.
Okay.
And without fail, every day, I'm like, so what's going on tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Where she's like, well, practice, and then I've got this, and then I've got that, and I'm like, okay, cool.
You guys don't have, like, a shared calendar?
No, I've been looking at getting a family calendar.
Yeah, on your phone.
No, shit.
What?
Like, they make these calendars.
I know what they are.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. These, like, digital family shared
calendars. It's on your phone.
They look pretty neat,
I think. Yeah, but you have one currently.
Yeah, and then create, like, our calendar groups and all the colors. And, yeah, it's something we talked about doing.
Why wouldn't you, though? Little reminders pop up.
I'm around to it.
Okay.
You know?
It's on the list.
Yeah. She has to ask me. I don't understand why she has to ask me every week, and I tell her what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask her, it's always the same.
Right.
Because my schedule's different. Like, I never know what I'm doing.
Yeah, but if it was in the calendar, everyone would know. Like, you just go like, oh, what's on today? Oh, looks like Pepper has a comedy show tonight at 7.
I have got to remember to put it in the calendar.
Well, it's easy once you get into the habit of, like, as soon as something comes up, you throw it in the calendar.
Yep, and there is the frustration.
So she's not happy with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just little tiny things.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
People get frustrated with me.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
all.
But I understand that I can be generally frustrating as a rule.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't think you can get frustrated with me for asking if you know the difference between a pyramid and a prison.
No, I'm not frustrated with you. I'm just like, I wasn't interested in the conversation.
It's a fun conversation.
And then you got mad at me about not being interested. Yeah. Why can't I still just have my interests?
You can have your interests.
Well, then why would you be mad at my interests?
I'm not mad at your interests. I'm mad at your disinterests.
Oh, right.
That's the big difference.
Interesting. Well, then you got Robbie for all the dumb little things.
I do like Robbie.
Yeah. I like learning little things.
Yeah,
okay. Well, you guys can do that. And I'm not going to take that away from you.
So what is the difference now? We learned.
One has a square on the bottom and then one has a triangle on the bottom.
There you go. There you go. Close enough.
A prism, all the sides are triangles.
That's right.
And whereas a pyramid.
Equal. That's right.
One isn't.
There. No. See, I was listening.
I mean, roughly. There are other things. But yeah,
I took in the important part.
Right. You just didn't think it would be necessary to bring up again in your day-to-day life.
Not really. There's quite a few things that come out of your mouth on a regular basis that I just don't think
like what?
Almost everything you say.
Okay.
To be honest, almost everything.
I don't know if that's fair.
Wow.
No, but you always come up with these like little things that you think are just like life-changing.
What would you rather? That or silence?
You're right.
I never know what's going to stick.
No. Yeah, and you're throwing them all.
I just got to do it, right?
But what you have to remember, and you can't be offended by it, but what you have to remember is we have to hear all of them, the good and the bad.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you walk away from the conversations and go like, yeah, I just got 3 good facts out of this month.
Yeah.
But we had to hear like 75.
Oh, half of the things I don't think are very good, but I never know what's going to stick.
Right. Do you do this with other people? Like, do you do it with your fiance?
Yeah.
What is she?
It's my life. It's just talking about things, random things.
What does she think?
Observations, little things like that.
Like, is she happy she's dating you? Like, is it one of those?
Oh,
she
I would used like to think so.
No, but I'm asking for real.
She has options.
So
I'm the best of the options.
Like she would have listened to you prior to getting to know you.
Like, is she knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, was she
it's not like when we first started to meet, I didn't say anything. And then once I got her, I'm like, all right, now I can talk about all the random things I've been meaning to talk about.
I'm just wondering if she's like, this is... Do you think she knew what she was getting into?
With the... With the just the random observations and little things that like getting worried. Well, there's this ongoing thought around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. They're just teasing me. But that I get upset over, like, little things.
Okay.
You know? And, like, little things annoy me and frustrate me. And that whenever I have to bring them up, it's other people are like, oh, what's the big deal?
Right.
There's this ongoing joke that they don't agree, you know? And I, that's dumb. Because, like, everybody agrees with the little things.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, everybody notices them. They act like they're like, I've never even ever thought about that once, Dad. Or Rob.
Rob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, this is what gets Robbie mad is when people call me Pepper. Did you know the other day when we had my fiance on the air?
Yes.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
I wish we could play it back.
I was proud of her.
So my fiance was on the air. We were talking about our dog, our dying dog.
Yeah.
And how, like, we're really concerned and love this little guy. And that she wanted to reference me. It was like, she wanted to say something like, and then Rob said or whatever. And then she went and she paused. And then there was this awkward moment of like nothing. And then she went, and then Pepper said, because she knows how mad it makes Robbie when people in my life call me by my birth name.
Well, it makes me think.
She only calls me Pepper when Robbie's around because she doesn't want to upset Robbie. You want to talk about weird things that upset people.
Your mom and dad.
Yes, they can call me Rob.
Your childhood friends who knew you before you were Pepper.
Okay.
Even though that name started really young.
In junior high and eighth grade, yeah.
And possibly your fiance are the only ones that should.
Okay.
Right?
But you really enjoyed when she stopped and said Pepper.
I feel like people who call you Rob are acting like they know you
better than you.
Better than me.
There's some girls that call him Rob.
Like, yeah, so did you hear what Rob said?
Oh, tell Rob.
I'm like, his name's Pepper, first of all.
You get mad when I introduce myself as Rob.
Well, you should.
What are you doing letting them know you better?
Yeah, you're not Rob.
You're Pepper.
That's what you are.
You're the one that wanted the nickname. Well, I was the one that was forced into it.
Yeah, but you're rolling with it.
Then it became a thing.
You have to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't pick my name either.
Robbie?
I didn't pick it.
It's true.
It's just you go with it. Okay. He gets very upset. It's unusual.
It's just, I just feel like the people are just, it's like an air of, it's a conceited in a way.
Like,
I know him as Rob. I have a special relationship with him.
Right. There's one girl, and I don't know who it is, but I did. Whenever she says it, it does come across like that. Like, no, you guys call him Pepper, but I call him Rob.
Hmm. Who would that be?
I can't remember who it is.
Camilla?
Nah, I don't know.
Does Camilla call you Pepper?
The girl that works at my house?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Nobody. When you're just one-on-one, you never just use their name. Say, they know they're talking to you. I don't. I think she just says hi.
Do your kids ever call you Pepper or Rob?
No.
Really?
What about the friend you're trying to steal from me? Terrence, I know my other friend. You already stole. Terrence calls me Pepper.
Yeah.
He knows you.
I'm working on Robbie's second. I've almost closed the deal, and I've stolen a second one of Robbie's friends.
This is so bad.
What does he call you?
I think he calls me Pepper. Yeah, I think you're right. I think he does.
Yeah, he respects it.
Yeah,
because that's your name.
Yeah,
Robbie, are you mad about this friend stealing thing at all?
Oh, a little bit.
It would bother me.
Yeah,
it would bother me if friends were being stolen.
Well,
because we do everything together, us three. So then, like, you try to have something outside of the show.
Yeah.
And then now you're trying to get in on his life outside of the show.
I think it's funny, but I'm coaching his son in football this year. So that's how I've gotten to know him.
Yeah.
And Terrence was doing, Robbie's other friend was doing my renovations. But hey, Robbie introduced us.
Right. I did.
You introduced us to both of those guys. I didn't know them until you introduced us.
Well, I'll be honest. I do have a lot of friends.
Oh, look at this,
wow.
Huh?
Yeah. And it's hard to keep up with all of them, so it kind of takes some pressure off me.
Right.
So you're just happy.
That's because, what I'm doing you favors, yes.
Because Ryan, he's one of my best friends of all time, and I don't see him that often anymore.
That's the one that I'm hanging out with.
Yeah, so he's got kids. He lives right by Pepper.
Yeah.
So it's kind of good.
See, but I don't call him Chubbs. Well, no, I feel weird calling a grown man Chubbs.
That was just his old name, right? That was just his old name.
Yeah, well, it was his nickname.
Yeah, I don't call him that. I call him Belly.
Chubbs are kind of the same.
Yes. Belly is Bellrose last name, right? So Belly.
I wouldn't jump to.
Go with Ryan. I just know that that's the safer bet. Yeah. Instead of referring to somebody's girth, I'll just go with their birth name.
Belly?
Yeah.
Just Bellrose. That's what people on our hockey teams growing up would call him Belly.
Right. Okay.
But, I don't mind.
I'll target another one soon, though.
You are trying to steal him.
Once I get Ryan on lock, yeah.
Busy doing.
Terrence is coming over later today.
What's he doing now?
Oh, he's just helping me out with something.
What is the something now?
Well, I got some sort of, I don't know. I did a perimeter check yesterday
because
it's thawing and everything to look at and make sure everything is okay. And there looks like there's a bit of a problem there that was happening all winter. So I got to get that looked at. It might have been, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All this melt is good except for that.
So I guess this is the Pepper and Dylan after show in 10 minutes or less. I'm assuming we're close to 10 minutes now, Robbie?
Yes, probably.
I would say we've doubled it.
So what, we're at 20 minutes?
Yeah, over. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh. We haven't even got to anything yet.
No, all you did was bring up what we were talking about before we started recording.
Well, that's because you were yelling.
Well, this is
going to
be a problem. I guess the thing, like, you read to me some breaking news, though, about that soccer coach that made a lot of, international news, right?
Oh, really?
With that soccer team that had their tournament money stolen by the soccer coach, and that they have found the coach now. You saw that?
He's been arrested and charged.
Where was he?
I think in Sherwood Park.
So he was still local where they found him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was he on the lam? Was he? I don't know why I'm asking you. Like, you're the investigator.
I don't know what you want me to do.
But they have arrested him. He is in custody, and he is being charged with a bunch of counts of fraud and
like
theft.
Like five or six counts over 5,000 and five counts under 5,000. I don't know how it works.
Right.
I'm not sure on that.
It's a terrible place to hide.
What, in Sherwood Park?
If you're fleeing from the city, you just...
Well, he did get out of Edmonton.
Well, I don't think he was actually fleeing, though.
Well, you gotta flee.
Well, I don't think, I don't know.
Go to a new province at least.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the story, but I don't, it never.
I am going to follow this closely, though. I am very interested to see what compelled this coach to take all of this money, this fundraising money that for 3 years the team worked on to raise, and then to just kind of falsify documents to show that, see, we've paid for tournament registration, but the documents weren't true, and to just take off just out of nowhere, because it's easy to say, like, oh, hey, everybody, I'm your coach for this season.
Right.
My name's Mr. Smith, right? And then boom, vanish. But to build relationships with 9-year-olds for 3 years and the parents, and then to vanish, there's a lot more to this story.
There had to have been a dire situation. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a long con or anything.
No. Not for like for 40 grand.
It just seems like, like a spur of the moment decision that is. Probably, I would assume he regrets a great deal.
Oh, probably, yeah.
But that will come out now. We'll start to hear a little more.
I'm guessing.
We know a few people that are parents of some of the kids that are on that team, so we'll probably hear a little bit. In fact, I might be doing a fundraiser with the team because they made all their money back.
Mm-hmm. And then some.
And then some, yeah. So they want to, and they felt it was like a really great opportunity because these kids are like, they're young enough to not really understand why someone would do this or what exactly happened.
Right.
But they're also old enough or kind of developed enough to understand that like there are good people and there are bad people and there are good situations and bad situations. And I think what they're trying to do is teach the players, your worst qualities aren't your only qualities and your worst actions aren't your only actions. But they're also trying to show that like the number of people that helped them so quickly with that GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. Like they made that $40,000-$50,000. They made it back in overnight. Like 3 days, yeah, not even, crazy. Right? And so now what they're trying to do is almost like a pay it forward with other soccer programs in the city that don't have, you know, the benefits and the access to that kind of funding. So that's their plan. So we might be working on something. So I'll probably hear a little bit more as we're developing this fundraiser, which could be by, you know, mid-March we end up doing it. But I'm very curious to know.
I just think that had to have been such a dire situation, whereas like
desperation, right?
Yeah, it had to have been because like you steal a million. Okay, you think you might have a life set up, but like stealing 40,000, you know you're going to get a criminal record. You know you're going to get caught. It had to have been like a, I don't want to project too much, but like a drug situation or a gambling situation.
Nowhere else to turn kind
of
moment,
like
right?
You were in a real crap situation and you're just like, well, I gotta. It wasn't, I can't imagine someone going like, well, maybe I'll get away with this.
Right.
When everyone knows you, when you've met the parents, when they've known the kid, like you just... it's something.
Yeah, if you did, yeah, obviously, if you didn't go into it as this is the intention, and I think it's fairly safe to say that this wasn't their intention,
right?
When they started coaching these kids as a reputable soccer coach, mm-hmm. starting to coach these kids 3 years ago, it wasn't like here's the plan. I'll get them really good, and by 2025, they'll think they're good enough to go to this right. Vegas tournament, and the whole time we'll be raising money, and then I'll skip town. Mm-hmm. That's no way was their plan.
Mm.
So what was it that compelled them to do that? Because it sounded like when we spoke with Adam Scorgi, one of the parents on the team,
yep.
It sounded like they were very like open-minded, understanding, empathetic to whatever struggles this coach might have. Like it would be very easy to just say, I want to drag this guy down the alley and beat the hell out of him for conning my kids and taking that, you know, that away from them. But they're more like, is everything okay? We want to know what made him do this.
Right.
Which goes to show how understanding they are. And they're teaching their kids a great lesson. I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Is there anything that it can come back where you're like, oh, yeah, no, I get it. I'll forgive it.
It's a good question. Like, I don't even know legally, like, if he still has the money and he returns it, is everything forgotten?
No, I think it's too late. Yeah, I think you're still in trouble no matter what. But I'm just trying to think, like, if it was just, like, I had to pay for my brother's...
Right. Like, stealing bread to feed your family.
Right. Like, would that make it okay? Or still probably not okay, but would you have different sympathy or empathy for it if it was for a different reason? Like, part of me, like, when it got mentioned that, oh, maybe there's a gambling thing, I was like, part of me was like, well, Matt, what if he was just trying to double the money and give them an amazing experience?
No.
Part of me was just like, well, but maybe, you never know. It could have been that.
It just really backfired, huh?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, you know what would be awesome? If I double the money, we could all stay at better hotels.
No way we can lose. It's a win-win.
I'll take all the kids to Disney
right.
on the end of this. Like something like, you never know. Like it could be a good dude at the end of the day and it just got caught up. Now, I don't think that's the situation. However... Is there anything that you would be like, oh, well.
I think it's the fact that he didn't, like, if he was in a situation, a desperate situation, like you said, a family member's in trouble, he's in trouble, whatever, where they needed that money. Like, it would almost be like, it sounded like the relationship many of the parents, or some, maybe all, I don't know, had with them would be one of, like, will come to us first. It's the disappearing with the money and not without any clue, the vanishing, which is the problem, and then the hiding out.
Yeah.
In right. Sherwood Park. Yeah, I mean, at least Fort Saskatchewan. Like, hey, what are you doing?
He knew he did wrong. I guess that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, but he didn't go far enough.
I don't think there would have been far enough.
Did he turn himself in?
No.
So they caught him.
Okay. I read the article. I think, they said that they ended up catching him or finding him.
Okay, so they found him. All right.
Local coach.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, that just broke as we started recording, like moments before we started recording.
Oh, is that right?
So
okay.
I think over the next 24 to 48 hours, we're going to hear a lot more.
4 hours ago on CTV.
Yeah. Okay.
The man charged with fraud after money disappeared from the Edmonton soccer team's tournament was arrested in Sherwood Park. Oh, is my internet down?
Oh. Something's going on.
That's all I got.
Something's going on with phones.
Today's been a struggle.
Today's a weird phone day.
Network issues.
Well, I can't read. Oh, there we go.
There, okay. There we go. You tap it and go like, ah, to hell with this thing.
All yeah. right. He was arrested in Sherwood Park on Saturday.
This is Saturday.
From, CTV News. RCMP tipped off about his location around 6:20 a.m. They found him in a vehicle in a parking lot and arrested him on behalf of Edmonton police.
Wow.
Without incident. And he's got a promise to appear in court.
Oh.
On March 17th.
So he's not in custody at all.
No, he faces 13 charges, including 7 counts of fraud over $5,000. The warrant was just issued for his arrest last week.
Okay.
Although the nature of the alleged fraud is not known, a man with the same name is the coach of a football club Tiers 1 boys team in Edmonton. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. So that's the details we kind of have right now.
Well, yeah, promise to appear. He's not really good at fleeing, so
he'll be there.
I would assume, too, that if there are a lot of twists and turns and shocks that, who knows, that present themselves in this story, the dad, Adam, that we know, is a documentarian.
Right.
This might be coming to Netflix. The soccer coach that stole all the money.
Right. I mean, those are the stories I want to watch.
Yeah, totally.
As soon as they're
I'm very curious to know what happened here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We might hear more now that the statement has been released by
EPS. Yeah, let us know if you talk to him with the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going to be chatting with him later today to see if he knows much. So,
okay.
That was the big story that broke. See, did anything about that frustrate you? Now, a cone has a circle as a bottom and no sides.
Mm-hmm. Opposed to what?
Well, a prism or a pyramid.
What about a cone
mm-hmm.
that's two cones back to back that have 2 points? What would that shape be called?
Robbie, that's a good question.
Like a, you know what I'm talking
double
about?
Double cone.
Cone, man.
No, a double cone's 2 scoops.
I find getting a single scoop is the best to do, though.
I know you've always said that a single scoop is better than a double scoop.
Yeah,
and I don't
double scoop
that.
Because there's too much pressure that goes along with the double scoop. I feel like that's too much pressure. It's not that I don't like eating ice
like
cream.
Like a ticking time bomb? The melt is going to factor in?
Either the melt or the tip. The melt or the tip. It's tipple tobble or melty melty.
Okay.
And I can't do either of those. I like to enjoy an ice cream cone. And I don't want to be on a race to enjoy it. I don't want to have to eat it faster than need be. I don't want it to have to lick in a certain spot so it doesn't topple over. Like, I hate being dictated of where I lick by what the ice cream's doing.
I'm the first of any group where the ice cream cone's gone. I'm always like, everybody else is still enjoying theirs.
You're
and
just
I'm
speedy.
Like, mine's all gone mm-hmm. and I'm like sad, you know? but my double scoop, my biggest, I mean, hesitation to getting a double scoop, and trust me, there's not much hesitation.
Okay.
I'm going to get a double or a triple every time. But the biggest hesitation is flavor pairings can sometimes be an issue.
When you choose ones right? that aren't
yeah.
complimentary.
And yeah. when you get a single scoop of ice cream, right, you're like, okay, by far and away, I want this one. Like, that's the market leader right there. That's the one I want.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to, okay, what's the second one you want? There's usually a second and a third and a fourth choice, and they're kind of close. So then you're mm-hmm. like, well, if I take that second and that one, maybe I should have got that one instead. That's why I end up getting a triple scoop.
There's, jeez.
God, I love
Made
ice
by
cream.
Marcus does this thing that I love.
Okay.
And I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically a split single.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what it is. The split single is the way to go. Two flavors, single scoop.
So baby ice cream is what you're saying.
No, it's
little child ice cream.
I'm saying it's realistic. It's just really good.
One scoop of ice cream?
Yes.
No one wants one scoop of ice cream.
That's all you need as a human.
Well, no. No, okay. That's stupid.
Okay.
One dumb. Scoop of ice cream, and they and so it's half one flavor and half the other?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Why is that bad?
Yeah, I don't understand.
You want to have a full, and you're a cup guy, not a cone guy more times than not? Or?
Yeah, I love the cup.
The cup is great, right? But no, that thing's got to be overflowing.
The cup?
Yeah. I want not my cone. I don't want the balance of a cone to be the concern. I want balance of the cup to be a concern. I want to have to walk gingerly with a cup of ice cream.
See?
Not a cone of ice cream.
You've got an ice cream problem, though.
I 100% have an ice cream problem.
Why can't you just have a single and then go later on in the afternoon and have a second single if you're really that desperate?
Sometimes I do, but sometimes I get a double and go later on and get a double.
Okay.
And then I'm still upset.
Of ice cream you eat is unbelievable.
It's the best. It's the absolute best. And this Ninja Creamy that my daughter forced me to buy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like a cat, just like a pet meow. With a kid. Oh, please, I promise I'll make ice cream every day. Mm-hmm. I promise. Mm-hmm. I've had she didn't make ice cream yesterday.
Did she make it the day before?
No, she just moved in yesterday, so
2 days without
tonight
ice
better
cream.
Be an ice cream night. I'm telling you right now.
Well, she won't be because she hasn't prepped it.
I know, right? No, there's a couple in the freezer. I could easily just put it in the machine and start it, but that was the agreement that I get ice cream on demand. Right. That was the agreement.
Yeah, she's really letting you down.
It really is.
You should kick her out again.
She made it sound like I would never have to worry about ice cream again. It would never be a concern.
Right?
There would always be ice cream, not in the freezer. In my hand.
Maybe she's worried about you. Maybe you're gaining too much size.
Oh, Christ. You know what?
What?
Let me.
I'm not against it. I'm just saying maybe she's worried about
you.
The
more I look like a scoop, the happier I'll be.
Okay. That's fair.
Mission accomplished.
Yep. Oh, Robbie's just knocked you down.
I'm at a place I'm fine with it now.
Okay, this is what you like? You're okay with
it? Yeah, I just like
You're
whatever.
Going to the doctor. What's all that about? Is everything going
to
be okay?
Going to the doctor, well, for that growth on my head.
Oh, that's why you're going.
And to get a little throat scope. And the old probably, if I can squeeze in a third, it'll be the old ingrown toenail.
Look at you, finally going.
Yep.
We're happy to hear.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you'll be here for many more years to come.
What convinced me, so my mom told me, you better make an appointment. You know, my mom, you know, she's always worried. But what really convinced me about the growth on my head is when I was getting my hair cut on Friday, I hate saying stylist. I don't know. My cutter, my barberess. She said, I said, hey, I got a growth on my head, but I don't know if you've seen it before. You'd probably be the person that's noticed it the most. And she looked and said, I've never seen this before.
Oh.
So it's less than 5 weeks old.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So it just came out of nowhere like that.
It just came out of nowhere, so.
Was she hesitant to offer?
Yeah, it's like a little warped. So I said, like, I was a little embarrassed because I'm like, it's kind of gross, right? And she's like, oh, I see way worse than this.
Can you pop it?
No, I can't even, like, it doesn't feel like anything.
It looks like a hernia. Yeah, I know, something is wrong up there.
I'll find out 3 more weeks until my appointment.
Okay. Well, let's hope it's good.
Yeah.
Robbie, 10 minutes?
I do hope. What's the time? Final time?
Yeah. We passed 10 minutes. We passed 20 minutes. We passed 30 minutes.
Oh, boy.
What's the final time, Robbie?
Goodbye.
Like somewhere between 30 and 35.
We'll get it eventually.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks for listening to the Pepper and Dylan After Show in 10 minutes or less.
Pepper and Dylan. On Kiss.